The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, has condemned persistent gang-related violence in the Cape Flats and the so-called gang fight back, exclaiming that gangs will not win. Yesterday, it was reported that ANC activist Cynthia Stulo had been walking her 7-year-old child to school and chatting to elderly neighbours in Valhalla Park when moments later, her child ran back to the neighbours to say that Stulo was endangered. It was discovered that she had been shot and killed. Minister Fritz said, "We are witnessing an attempted fight back from gangs on the Cape Flats. I want gangsters to know that they will not win. The time for terrorizing communities has come to an end. I call on SAPS Intelligence and Detective Services to urgently identify and arrest the gang leaders who gave the orders to shoot. Both Intelligence and Detective Services need to work together to ensure convictions of gang bosses, not just hitmen. I reiterate the City of Cape Town's call to the SAPS to visit the state-of-art Transport Management Centre so as to improve intelligence gathering and sharing. I further call on communities to work with their local SAPS and law enforcement to provide information leading to the successful detection, arrest and conviction of these criminals and gangsters. You can contact 10111 or the City of Cape Town's emergency hotline on 021 480 7700. Additionally, illegal firearms can be reported to 078-330-9333. Minister Fritz further added, thanks to the deployment of the SANDF and the increase in law enforcement in the city, we are already beginning to see a change in murder statistics and consequently gang-related crime. Statistics reveal that in the past weekend, there were 25 alleged murder admissions. This is more than half of the amount of murders prior to the announcement and deployment of the SANDF. We've also seen no murders in Bontierville since the deployment of 100 additional law enforcement officers on 2 July. Under the leadership of Minister Albert Fritz, the Department of Community Safety will continue to use every tool at its disposal to safeguard the citizens of the Western Cape.